So we were learning in Shul. There's a wonderful sefer here. The Mechaber is a posek in Brooklyn of Yisrael, David Harpinus. So he has a Shailas and Shuvas here in Hilchos Sefiras Omer. So one of the Shailas over here is interesting. He says, Hamispala lefnei hateva. The guy's davening already from the Omer. The Emsa Tifilos and Iskar in the middle of davening from the Omid. Maybe he's holding by Kriya Shema. Maybe he's holding by Shemona Esrei. Nizkar Shashachach v'leil echa and lispor sefiras ha'omer. He realizes, oops, I forgot I'm missing one of the days. I forgot to count, you know, day number 7, whatever it is. Umizbayish ma'od. He'd be very embarrassed. Lavar min hateva b'shas sefiras ha'omer. To step down and not to count. Iyish ma'okum lahatilo lispor sefiras ha'omer b'bracha. Could we be makil on this person and allow him to avoid his embarrassment to make a bracha on Sefiras HaOmer when he missed a day, right? So he points out in parentheses here that the shoras hashaylim, the root behind the question is imishim kavod abrius yichalim lismach al haposkim. Could we rely upon those opinions just over him dechol yom hu mitzvah bifnei atzmo? Because really, by analysis, there's two ways of looking at Sefiras HaOmer. One way, which he'll point out, is the more common way, Rov Binyan of Poskim hold that really it is 49 separate mitzvos, so each day is a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, what? If I miss day number 24, whatever it is, I can continue to count because I just missed that day, but I'll get the next day, right? So can we rely upon that? Or there's the opinion of the Bahag, who really will see is what the Shulchan Aruch rules, is that no, it's not 49 separate mitzvos, it's one mitzvah of counting the 49 days. So if you miss day number, whatever it was, day number 13, you're out. You can't do it because you missed it. The Rav of Soloveitchik said a hesber as to why it is that if you're missing a day, because when you're missing a number, that's not called counting. The Moshe, if someone was to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, you missed a number. You didn't count correctly. So you missed a day. You can't count this. That's why the Bahag held that it's really, and the Shulchan Aruch rules that way. So again, over here, our guy, he's up there, he's davening already. We're not talking about that he knows, it's actually the next truth in the Sefer, but we're not talking about where he knows that he missed a day in it's like a yahrzeit, or he's an oval during Yud Beis Chodesh, whatever it is. Here, he's just a person who's up there davening and he forgot. V'sha'al kein afilu misha dileg lispor b'yom echad r'shoi lispor. So could we allow that? So says the Mechaber, b'mokum kavod abrius hamekel lispor. If you're going to be makel and allow him to count b'bracha, ein moichin b'yado. Right? We would not protest. We ask to say, but it's better. Yomar kodem asfira esmol hayekach v'kach. Yesterday was number 17, and now today is number 18. So now he talks out the shaila. It's interesting. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we'll do key points from it. So being Shulchan Aruch simin tuf peites nifsak we paskin keshitas abahag shemishlos aber yom echod shesul eini yochel lispor mi bishar halelos im habracha. Okay, that's the psak that we are familiar with. That if you missed one day, you're out. It's a chesorn in tmimus. Fine. Mihu, however, I'm skipping a little. Dasa Tosfos, famous Tosfos in Menachos and Samech Vav. Roman Aleph, Sheshar Hayomim Sofer Im HaBracha. You still count with a bracha. The same thing brings the Rosh in the end of Arbe Psochim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Ameiri, Sefer HaMachria, the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Aguda. It brings all these things, right? Okay, Shibos Haleket, Yaivitz, Bisiduro, Otzer Achayim Lagon, Harav HaKodosh Mi Kamorna, Zatzal, Uveshochach Lispor Yom Echod. If you forgot one day, Mona Shar Hayamim Bibracha Kidas Rov Minyan Ubinyan Shel Poskim. So the majority, both in terms of numbers and both in terms of scholarship, hold this way. Okay, fine. Skipping a little bit more, then he brings from the Divrei Chaim, Amaisa, Vechemu Sefer Hadras Kodesh. Fine. All these poskim hold that. I know I don't want to go through the whole thing. Mihu, Lehalacha Ein Lehos Lahakil. Even though we have all these opinions, we shouldn't really be lenient. Shehu keneged haskamas mechaber hashulchan aruch. Because even though these are heavyweights over here, we just read them off, don't repeat them, but the shulchan aruch doesn't pask in that way. Right? Fine. And this is all the nosei kelim on the shulchan aruch. Ayin be Orach Hashulchan Sha'af Didas Rov Poskim Shiyoch Lahamshich Lispor B'Shar Hayom Im Abrachim Mikol Mokam Choshishin L'Divrei HaBahag Shekol Divrei Kabbalah Shekol Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Kabbalah. We hold the Hag very highly. Mihu Nirav Divrei Mokam Kovet Habrios Yesh Mokam Loime Shahasoimich Atzmo Al Kol Divrei HaGedolei Poskim Hanal Ein Mochim B'Yado. But now we're dealing with not just a Shaila of Sfiras HaOmer, we're dealing with Kovet Habrios. And the general rule is that when you have a conflict, there's always, you can't win every situation. You have a conflict between Din Daraisa and Kovet HaBrios, the Din Daraisa is going to win. But if you have a conflict between a Din Darabonon and Kovet HaBrios, so then Kovet HaBrios wins. So V'yesh Mitzarif Shitas HaGaonim, okay, he brings, I'm not going to read all of them. Sadia going, Mashva Shadavke Imlos Abba Harishona, only if you miss the first night, Hu Shalo Yimshach Lispor Bishar Halelos. Okay, fine. Brings Chuvus on Hagos, Mishmeh HaGoin, Baal Beis HaLevi. Okay, fine, good. We have a lot of chords over here. Vegan, isn't it? De la Maisa, Hutzarech Lishpor Estivo. Really, this guy should break his natural tendencies. He should be Lesalik Habusha to remove any embarrassment. Lo Ozus de Kedusha. He should have a strength in his holiness. Velo Yisbaish from Nebene Odom. Right? In Chochma, Tunu Neged Hashem. Aval Im Margish Baatzmo, Shibinafshu Hu. Okay, meaning he has what to rely upon. Really, he shouldn't. If he can overcome himself and not do this. But he really shouldn't step up and do this. If it happened, it happened. Im hu ovo b'toch yud beis chodesh, he has a yortzai, ve'in yoch lipo ba'atzmo, shlifei sviris omer yistalik b'yavor ha'teva, right, he's going to be too embarrassed to step aside, mutav shlo yispalo tefilis arvis lifnei ha'teva. He should not do this. Which now brings us, I'm going to fast forward to the next tshuva, Simon Mem Aleph in the Sefer. He says, what about the person who really wants to, though? So really, best practice, he should not go up there and daven for the Amid, if he's getting embarrassed. But he says, what about the following? Listen to this. He forgot the one day, he needs to daven, because he's either it's Yud Beis Chodesh, or it's the Yortzeit. Could he ask somebody, Shiamat Etzlo, stand next to me, and you don't make the bracha. You don't make the bracha. Asfira v'hu and I, me, yivarech ba'ado. I'll make the bracha for you. So he calls his best friend and says, look, I have your tzai tonight. I got it down for the omen. Do me a favor. I'll make the bracha and have you in mind. So at the end of the day, he could, yes, do this. But there is something to talk about, because maybe that he can't make the bracha for him. Why? Because since he's not, so he can't do it, because he's technically speaking is not obligated to. At the end of the day, on the Mechaber, Rabbi Yisrael Dov and Harfenus Paskins, that he is allowed to do this. And I think it just highlights us the sensitivity of Kovet HaBrios, especially during the Zman when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim passed away, because they didn't give Kovet HaBrios. We have to realize what an important halachic value it is. You know, human dignity and human respect. And these two tshuvas, again, first of all, about the person who was up there already and forgot, then really they shouldn't have gone if they remembered, but they didn't. Now what do you do? Make the bracha. And secondly, a person who has the yortziders and all, everybody knows, so then he could ask somebody not to make the bracha, and he could be motzi him through his own bracha. And again, there are reliable, solid poskim to rely upon in this case, but I just thought that's an interesting shout out to share and to heighten our awareness and our sensitivity towards others as we're preparing and refining amidos for Kabbalah Satara. Okay, have a wonderful day, everyone.